This recording, Switzerland 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Basel, but now I live in Riehen. That's a city in Basel. I go to Gymnasium Kirchgarten, but I want to change to Bäumlihof because it's much closer to my home. And in my free time, I like to see my friends and go out. I don't like the hot weather right now, but it's okay. I like the winter much more. Not really, because I don't have anything to do. But I'm looking forward to it, basically because I have free time for myself and I don't have to study anymore. Yeah, that would be relaxing, and yeah. Okay, ich wohne in Basel, und aber jetzt wohne ich in Riehen, und ich gehe in Gymnasium Kirchgarten in Schule, und ich will wechseln ins Gymnasium Bäumlihof. Ich treffe gerne meine Kollegen draussen, gehe gerne an den Rhein oder laufe einfach um. Und ich habe jetzt angefangen, ein bisschen mehr rumzulaufen, anstatt früher immer vor dem Fernseher zu hocken. Und ich freue mich zwar auf Ferien, aber ich habe das Gefühl, es wird langweilig. Aber ich hoffe, ich werde irgendetwas zu tun haben. Und ich hoffe, dass ich doch noch irgendwann gehe, dass wir nicht einfach da bleiben. Ja.